Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering class. Thank you for being with us today. Rich Siemens with us. Rich, I've got a book in my hand, and it says One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana by Rich Siemens, and it was published in 2013. 10 years ago. Can you imagine that?
I actually wrote it probably 2 years prior, and basically the powers that be didn't want to publish a book that was based on political correctness, facts, evidence, proof, and truth, because they wanted to sell us propaganda. So I self-published it, and there you go. It's in your hand.
Well, Rich, I've read the book. 10 years ago, and I've got it in my hands today. And some of my most valuable possessions are the books that were personalized, written by instructors at USA Prepares. And I really value these books. And the inside cover says, and this is in your writing, stand for principle, the same rules, laws, and accountability for all. Rich Siemens. Rich, you haven't budged one iota from that immutable point of view, and I agree with you.
Well, American virtues, Vince, used to be about standing for principle. Used to be about hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, word of honor, you know, all that type of stuff. Basically, the powers, and I've connected the dots so many times, Vince, they have to delegitimize work because they want to put us on universal basic income and make certain groups so they feel entitled to play the victim group status card. In other words, they want to eliminate value. You already used that word value in the first few seconds here today. So when you don't earn your job and you get it based on your group, basically it's putting an exclamation point on communism and the Great Reset, because it's all designed to distract, dumb down, and divide and conquer. All the terminology that I use today, folks, I used in the book. I use them all the time. And I use facts, evidence, proof, and truth. Like today, after, if you have any more questions, once you stop giving me questions, then, so I'm going to talk about voter fraud. I'm going to talk about incompetence, low standards, lack of qualifications, corruption. This is what we have to do to wake the people up. Because let's say I didn't write a book. Let's say I was on the air, Vince, with you almost 13 years. And I just said, oh, there's voter fraud. Oh, there's this. Oh, there's corruption. Oh, there's that. All the, you know. And I talked about the Great Reset and Marxism and communism. I talked about the faulty, phony economy. I talked about how this being rigged and that being rigged. And then one day you can be, Rich, you never give facts, evidence, proof, or truth to back up what you say. Would you have kept me on the air this long, Vince? I think I've made it very clear to you through personal phone calls. I almost hate doing this. I'd rather be outside. I'd rather be in the woods. I'm doing this not for fame, not for infamy, and definitely not for money. I'm doing this because it's my obligation as an American to be on national radio and wake the people up. But if I gave just opinions, Vince, and didn't connect the dots with facts and evidence and would you have kept me on the air?
Well, obviously, maybe once.
Yeah.
You know, Rich, it's interesting that you mentioned a couple of things. And Bert has said on the air, well, actually, I've said it with him on the air. He volunteers for a lot of things out in California. And he says that of all the things that he volunteers for, USA Prepares costs him the least. And actually, all of us at USA Prepares are volunteers. And you've been a volunteer for all the time, you know, a decade or more that you've been on the air. But, Rich, and I thank you for that. And I mentioned to our class that I believe we have some of the longest staying instructors in the world of radio, meaning people who have been with us for the longest amount of time. I'm talking about you and Dr. Sheely. And there's so many of us that have been around for a long, long time and have no intention of leaving, because we all feel that it is a calling that we teach some of the things that we know that are not taught in school. But here's something that I'd like to read a quote from your book. This is on page 7. Quote, I see too many folks losing their IRAs, 401ks, savings, home equity, and even their homes. While at the same time, our current administration is talking about nationalizing all retirements. I see wages going way down, except for government and union workers, and retirement dreams lost. I see a middle class that doesn't even know where to invest anymore, wandering in a fog, unable to control their own destiny. I see a police state protecting the corrupt who make the laws. The future for prosperity looks bleak for the average citizen. Many in the middle class, especially the private sector, have no plan of action for the future. Think about this. In 1960, when I was born, there were 150 million people in this country. Now, it's much more than double. Today, 90% of Americans live in urban areas rife with dependent residents with no concept of self-sufficiency. Only 10% live rurally. Can you imagine that if just a small portion of Americans were to pursue a trend of self-sufficiency and live below their means, would America not be infinitely stronger and better off in the long run? End quote. Rich, you were absolutely right on the money 10 years ago when you stated what I just read verbatim in your book. And you have been right all along the time that you've been teaching class here at USA Prepares. So I just want to make...
Thank you, Vance. And look, if people are waking up, I believe there's a mass exponential wake up. We need to get people to have the guts to really discuss this and have uncomfortable conversation. Or you can just tell your children and grandkids that you have no future. When you fall for the American weakness, this great reset, the wealth redistribution to the top 1%, and you think woke is the fad, you're limiting your own opportunity based on your group, on your what they call identity politics. So all your hard work, all your qualifications, all your standards means nothing. You're falling for the psyops. You're falling for corruption, which means no rule of law, no merit. You cannot earn your job. And when you eliminate qualifications and standards for a group, you're literally signing on to Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, especially the divide and conquer area. So when you hear all these words like equality, fairness, diversity, equity, inclusion, all this BS, and we are spending, and when I say we, I mean not just the independent media, the alternative media, USA Prepares, all of us. We have been proving for years, and Vince can verify this, I talk a lot of economics and finance. We have proved many thousands of times that the money is going from the poor and the middle class to the top 1% for consolidation of power, money, and control. So when you put people in a job that they didn't earn, all the ideas and solutions in the world can be implemented. But if they're run by a woke, non-qualified and they didn't earn their jobs. So when you have so few people doing their jobs, not just judges, lawyers, Congress, FBI, DOJ, DOD, the whole works, you basically have a society that's going to collapse. That's what wokeism is. This is a planned obsolescence, planned collapse. When you put the least qualified people in charge of everything, society is going to collapse. And that's what these people want, because they want to come in with the Great Reset, put everybody in 15-minute cities, kill 90% of the people. If I'm not getting your attention, you're not paying attention. I mean, what is happening right now is words like freedom, liberty, rule of law, accountability, these words are going to be so manipulated by definition, they probably won't even exist in the next dictionary. Vince?
Rich, in your book you talk about you started out after you left New York City, you moved into a trailer park with a manufactured home, and you started building equity. Would you consider sharing that line of thinking and why that made so much sense at that point in time, and it still makes sense today?
Well, it absolutely makes sense, because, you know, the powers that be want to bring in robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, the technocracy, so you're not going to have any control of your destiny. And the powers that be, they're going to continue to get the money printing, the subsidies, the special interests, the lobbying, the contract prices, the grants. They're going to get, the powers that be, the big corporations are going to get everything. So the little guy has to start thinking outside the box, thinking about equity, thinking about principle, thinking about basically putting money in your pocket, even if it's indirectly. Because when you rent, you will basically be a slave for the rest of your life. That's why BlackRock and the big corporations and the fascist system that's out there is buying up all the lands. I mean, Bezos, Gates, China, they're the biggest landowners in America, or pretty close to it, or at least the way they've been purchasing land lately. So the little guy can't afford to establish equity, because the powers that be want to establish a renter's community, also known as slavery, because you can't get ahead. So when I was in my early 20s, living in the suburbs of New York City, I had to figure out a way to get out of the rental chaos, which I was in, and I did a little homework. And I decided to buy a trailer in a trailer park. Now, it was a 1950-something trailer. The pipes would freeze. I had to break the ice in the winter in the toilet to have it flush. I had to bomb it once a month because I had cockroaches in there. It was pretty hard to live. But I was able to establish equity. So the rent that I paid for the lot was minuscule compared to the rent that I had been paying for an apartment. But I was establishing equity, which is money in the pocket. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, during the previous segment, Rich and I used the term equity. And the new definition of the word equity is boys demanding to play on girls' teams, you know, basketball, swimming, be in the girls' locker room, girls' bathroom, the girls' showers. That's what it has been redefined to mean. That's not what it means. Equity is the value of assets minus the liability. So if you have a home that has, let's say, it's valued at $100,000, for example, and you have $20,000 worth of debt that you have to pay on it. So you take the $100,000 minus the debt of $20,000, that leaves you $80,000 in equity. That's what equity means. And what Rich is talking about is building that nest egg. He referred to it as cash in your pocket. That's how much you own of that asset. Now, it may not be 100% if you have debt on it, but there is a ownership amount that relates to that property. And what Rich is saying is it's nuts. It's crazy. It's foolhardy. It's reckless to pay rent if you can be an owner. It's crazy. Landlords will charge an amount that is equal to or greater than the loan payment on the property. So what happens is the tenant pays the landlord's debt. That's what happens. And ultimately, the value of the real estate increases. And when the owner of the property sells it, he realizes a gain on the sale of that property. It works. It absolutely positively works. And Rich was right to figure that out early. And he mentioned in the 1980s, and that's when I figured it out as well. Rich, back to you.
Well, first of all, Vince, you told everybody my birth date, so no one's going to believe that I identify as a 29-and-a-half-year-old anymore.
Well, so does Dr. Sheely.
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, and Dr. Sheely says he's mentally 29.
Yeah, and And folks, what we're doing right now, we're pushing information. This isn't an information war. We're not pushing my book, just so you know. My book, I'll tell you right now, I've gotten my book back where I've had deleted paragraphs, sentences, words switched around. We are living in the era of major censorship. The movie 1984, we've way past it, okay? So I've had my book also show up with my table of contents missing, my introductory chapter missing, my first chapter, second chapter, third chapter missing, because the powers that be are doing everything to censor the information. They don't want to give you truth. That's why I use the terms distractions, dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategies. Okay, Vince, do you have any other questions before?
Yeah, actually I do, Rich. You know,
yeah,
on the cover
take your time.
On the cover of your book, it shows a shot from a distance of your cabin and the surrounding, you know, valley, and then it shows up the hill, the trees that are above you, and it shows your wood furnace. You can see the white smoke coming from your chimney. It's a well-designed house, and there are a couple things that really stand out in your house. Many things that stand out. One, you've got a steel roof, which is great because you probably won't have to fix that in a lifetime. Second thing is you have at least two sides of the house are porch, and it looks like one side is facing south based on the shadows that I see, so you get sunlight in the windows. But the most striking part of this picture that I'm looking at is the amount of glass. You have a lot of glass for a cabin. Most people who have cabins do not have that much glass. Would you like to address that?
Well, look, I think I don't have as much glass compared to my cedar A-frame that I lived in 15 years in Missoula, Montana. So I have way less glass than I did before. But you have to have some glass because log cabins are dark just by nature because, you know, your walls are log, right? So, and I actually, believe it or not, Vince, my cabin or my house in Missoula was faced south, southwest. It was brutal in the summer. And if you haven't picked up by now, I'm not a real heat fan. I kind of like it cooler. My favorite temperature is probably between 40 and 60. The average temperature here year-round is about 46 degrees. So I actually...
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas terrorists as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Dave Collins has more.
Qatar officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Earlier today, the White House confirmed the ceasefire agreement has been extended for two more days after it was originally set to expire at midnight Eastern time.
A Southwest Airlines passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the skyway while the plane was stationary. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. The reason for opening the emergency exit is unclear. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office reported no criminal charges, and the investigation has been handed over to the feds. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
What? Today you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Heaton's with us, and we're talking about his move from New York City to off-grid living in Montana. Rich, you embarked on something that many of our students are highly interested in, extremely interested in, and want to follow suit. Off-grid living, solar power generation. Could you tell us a little bit about maybe the amount of research that you did prior to going into solar? Because it's quite formidable, you know, the learning curve. It may be intuitive at some levels, but the chemistries, the electrical engineering that's involved is quite complicated. Can you share with us a few of your thoughts, please?
Well, let me tell everybody the easy way to do it, okay, and the smart way to do it. Now, do I know people who have set up their own system? Absolutely. And was I part of setting up my system? Absolutely. But I also hired an expert. Now, I want you to keep in mind, roughly 90% of electricians do not know how to set up off-grid homes. So for those of you who are young who are listening to me right now, I think I've mentioned this many times, my college degrees were worthless. I showed up with a forestry degree for the National Forest Service. They said they wouldn't hire me as a white male in 1982. I hired two girls 18 years old right out of high school, no education, no experience, no nothing. And same thing, similar things happened to me in the pharmaceutical industry and also with the New York City Fire Department. So college degrees are worthless. Don't waste your time. Don't lose time leverage by making that investment because it's no longer an investment. So what I do, what I would do if I was a young person today is I'd become an electrician, and I'd be one of the 10% that knows how to set up off-grid living with solar and batteries. And for those of you who want to live off-grid and want to have solar, I would contact, go to a battery company, and we've talked about this before, in your county, and find out, and they will be more than happy to give you names of people, including electricians, who know how to set up off-grid homes. And you have to decide what kind of batteries you want to use, depending on your how rugged you want to live, how many appliances you want to have, and how much foo-foo you want in your life. We live very rugged. I have the cheapest batteries known to man called Trojan 105s, T105s. It's a lead acid battery, but I only have a 675 amp hour system, which means that when I use lead acid batteries, I have to charge them at least every 8 days to full in order to save the battery life. Now, you can do silicon salt. You can do nickel iron. Nickel iron is not great for northern communities because you have to have the – it can't go below 45 degrees Fahrenheit. You can go lithium. There's so many different batteries. When I started living off-grid, folks, about, 16 years ago, somewhere around there. I've been living on this property for 18 years. But I built a little cottage and sold it after I lived in it for 2 years to reap the capital gains exemption law benefits. That being said, you have to decide with your own reading and research how you want to live. Okay? Right now I have lights on top of my desk. My computer's on. I'm not hooked up to the Internet because when I'm hooked up to the Internet, the powers that be sabotage me when I'm on the radio. So I'm never hooked up to the Internet when I'm on the air live. But I just keep an eye. I check my electrolytes. Each battery cell I check about once a month. Not so much during the winter because I don't equalize my batteries as much during the winter as I do the rest of the year, which dissipates a lot of the electrolytes or distilled water in my batteries. So again, there's certain skill sets you can learn on your own, because if you have land, you want to know how to garden, you want to know about animal husbandry, you want to know about building fence, you want to know about hunting and fishing, you want to know about harvesting firewood on your property or wherever. There's a lot of skill sets to learn. But when it comes to off-grid living, I'm just kind of giving you a pass. Look for the right person to hire as a consultant. And there's plenty out there. Okay? That's my advice. And for all of you who are renting right now, you know, Vince and I, we've had private conversations and we've been warning about what's coming and all this stuff for many, many years. And we've talked about business models where Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue get together, buy a piece of land, and set it up as a hobby farm, sell it a few years later for $1 million, and that's a business model. The first thing you do is you're not renting. The second thing you're doing is you're gaining skill sets and you're cross-training each other, depending on the skill sets you come in with when you buy land. But because of the collapse that's happening right now, I recommend you still get together with Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, and buy that land. And not look at it as a business model, look at it as survival. Put up your garden, put up your fences, put up your barn, put up your cabins. And when you can buy land, and this is very important, and you buy land with people, and you, which means you come in with cash, which means you don't have to go through a lender. When you go through a lender and you put up a house, you've got to have all this, you know, even if you buy bare land, you've got to put so much money down these days. But when you buy, when you want to build a house, you got to jump through all these hoops. You got to have this certified, this to code, that to code. And it's done purposely because they don't want you thinking and living outside the box. They want you controlled. They want you in debt. So if you can get together with Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue and buy that piece of land, you can still cross-train. You can still learn skill sets. You can still live off-grid. You can still raise animals, still have a garden, and just worry about survival at this point in time. That's my recommendation, because if you're going to stay, if you're going to be a renter, the powers that be want that. That's why BlackRock and the fascist system has been buying all this, these houses and lands, because they don't want you living there. They don't want, they want to keep you dumbed down with as least skill sets, especially regarding self-sufficiency, as possible, because they want you controlled. Vince, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, just two things. One is, if you borrow from a bank funds, you will have to comply with their rules and regulations regarding permits and those kinds of things. But it's possible that you can buy land from the seller and borrow funds from the seller. And, you know, you can find out what the seller's motivation is. So, for example, if the seller is just going to put those funds into the bank, you could say, well, I'll tell you what, the bank is going to pay you, let's pick a number, 4%, which would be kind of wonderful if you could get that. You could say, I'll tell you what, how about if I pay you 5%? Which would be, you'd be paying the seller 5% in this example on the note, and the seller would make 25% more than he would by depositing those funds in a, into a bank account, and you would not be encumbered by the rules and regulations of the bank, including the private mortgage insurance that many banks require to borrow the money or the funds from the bank. So you can borrow from the seller. I've done it. I bought an apartment building, and I said, okay, I'll buy your building, but you got to lend me the money or the funds. And that's what the seller did. So it's entirely possible to do that. Now, the seller may say, well, you know, you're talking about a 30-year amortization. And you can say, yeah, but we'll balloon it at 7 years. So your payments are as if you have a 30-year note, but you pay the whole note off in 7 years. So you do have to have a plan for coming up with the rest of the funds in 7 years. So it's entirely possible to do all these things. And there's one other thing that Rich has in his book, and it's very important. He says, and I'm paraphrasing, that you can buy 20 acres of land, and in some locales, that would be considered agricultural zoning. It meets the agricultural zoning requirements for some locations. But if you have 19.99 acres, it might not meet agricultural zoning. Now, what's the difference? The difference is probably 10x in taxes, agricultural versus residential land taxes. Way more expensive for residential than agricultural. So you need to find that out before you buy that property. Make sure that if you are buying it and you do want the benefit of agricultural low taxes, that your property meets those the code in that locale. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, the only, you know, if I had to play devil's advocate to what you just said, you know, it's so dangerous right now with a landowner holding the paper. Because, first of all, the dollar is very obviously, with inflation, losing its value. And it could just crash overnight if they try to bring in central bank digital currencies or some other type of corrupt commerce. So there's also a risk from the buyer. Because if he him and the owner agrees to a balloon payment, doesn't matter if it's 2 years, 5 years, or 7 years, doesn't matter. A lot of banks are insolvent, and they're going down. And in addition to that, credit is not as easy to come by today as it was back in the day, and a lot of banks and lenders are avoiding that. So I guess what I'm saying is if you could find a private investor versus going through a lender and jumping through all the hoops and paying for all the codes, the rules, the regulations, this, that, and the other thing, you're better off. So, Vince, any other questions that you have regarding?
No, I'm waiting for news in a flash, just as the rest of the class is.
Okay. Look, folks, I'm going to be repetitive here. I hate doing this. I hate it. I just don't know any other way to wake up the people. Now, if this voter election fraud continues and people are put in place who are incompetent, who are willing to be bribed and blackmailed, who, where there's no standards, no qualifications, and just corruption, we will be a communist nation shortly. We can talk all we want, because part of the Great Reset is not owning private property. Part of the Great Reset is living in 15-minute cities. Part of the Great Reset is not having a vehicle where you can travel very far, i.e. EVs. So we can talk about all this stuff till we're blue in the face, but the elites want mass extermination. Whether it be people, whether it be rights, whether it be freedom, whether it be liberty, whether it be food, everything is going to be suppressed, rigged, scripted, and designed. No legitimacy, no credibility. This is where we're heading. No merit, no rule of law.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, back to you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right, where so many thousands, millions of Americans fought, bled, and died for our freedoms. And we should not let those people down, not without a fight. So, folks, what I'm going to do here today is basically talk about voter fraud, not just the incompetence, but, again, the fact that we have low standards and qualifications and merit and corruption running the show, because the people who are put in charge didn't earn their job, and they're so easy to coerce, to bribe, to blackmail, to threaten, to whatever it takes. We have people who shouldn't be in their positions, and this is done on purpose. And if you remember, the woke definition that I try to give as often as I possibly can, people, is this is all planned by the powers that be. And I've given many, many, many names of the powers that be. This audience should know who they are. But woke society is designed to collapse when the least qualified are put in charge of everything. When everything is based on your group, they have a huge database to choose from. When I say they, the powers that be, I've mentioned the names many times, because they're looking for people willing to sell out for their own personal gain. People who are thinking short-term and not thinking of their country. Okay? So what I'm going to do for the rest of the broadcast, folks, is give evidence, proof, facts. That's called truth, people. Okay, first, this is a tweet. It's an X, okay, from Tucker Carlson, talking about duplicated ballots, falsified tally sheets, mail-in ballot fraud in Fulton County, Georgia. I'm going to quote him, and then I'm going to just mention a bunch of things here. It now appears it was actually meaningful voter fraud in Fulton County, Georgia, last November 2020. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's true. Surveillance footage obtained by Voter GA shows large numbers of ballots being scammed multiple times. Pay attention to the woman wearing yellow at the desk. According to Voter GA, she slides ballots into a scanning machine, removes the ballots, and then reinserts the same ballots. This happens multiple times. The question was, how many times were these ballots counted? Okay, so he also talks about, now, one way to know that answer would be to check what are called audit tally sheets. Tellingly, for months after the 2020 election, Fulton County failed to provide more than 100,000 of those tally sheets, including 50,000 of them from mail-in ballots. When Voter GA finally forced Fulton County to turn over the tally sheets, the conclusion was stunning. And here's what the audit found. Seven falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals. For example, batch containing 59 actual ballot images for Joe Biden and 42 for Donald Trump was reported as 100 for Biden and 0 for Trump. The 7 batches of ballot images with 554 votes from Joe Biden, 140 votes for Donald Trump, and 11 votes for Joe Jorgensen had tally sheets in the audit falsified to show 850 votes for Biden, 0 votes for Trump, and 0 votes for Jorgensen. Now, that is what's called flat-out criminal fraud. Criminal fraud. When I used the term earlier before the last break of mass extermination, when you have no people representing you, because there's so much criminality, when the system has no legitimacy at all, when you see show trial scams, courts being theater, when you see unelected people and criminals running the show, when you see fake science and dictatorships and totalitarian fascist Nazi behavior, when you see the words election integrity can't be said, never mind together, I'm talking in the same paragraph of the same book. When you see communism, no rule of law regarding the Constitution, all you see is lies, gaslighting, and propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, anti-truth, where facts, evidence, proof mean nothing. Just corruption, just destructive behavior. No standards, no qualifications for the job. That is the key. That is the common denominator that America no longer has. We have everything from infiltration to treason, sedition, and inflation. Everything is based on what group you're in, and this is why we so desperately need the same rules, laws, and accountability for everyone in American soil. Or else we're going to redefine evil every day. Financial gimmickry will be a course taught in college. Setups, cover-ups, collapse, grooming, transhumanism, murder, border invasions, elite agendas, grifters, sellout, consolidation of power, money, control, despair, redefining words, no sovereignty, military fails, chaos, no value. Is that what you want? We have to speak up. We have to say it like it is. We have to use facts and evidence. We have to have uncomfortable conversations. We'll be back for hour two in a moment. Appreciate you being here.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.